Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
All right. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. How's everybody doing today? I see Brother Donny is with us today. Boy, we had a class on Sunday. Man, it was something, I tell you. Good to have you. Was worried about you. Make sure you was all right. We need to pray for Sister Sanaya. Her brother is gravely ill. So we all need to say a prayer for them. His name is Homer. We want you all to say a prayer for him and their family and keep them in your prayers. So what's going on? Somebody tell me. I've been watching the thing with President Trump. He's looking kind of worried here lately. What's going on, Brother Donia? What they doing to him? I don't know. It's like, wow. It looks like he got some serious issues going on. Let me open up your mic. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donia. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I was just, you know, I've been watching, and I don't know what they're doing, but he don't look too good.
Yeah, he looked kind of worried to me, you understand, you know. I was wondering, you know, what it looks like when he gets worried. And I'm looking at, you know, I see him now, and he looks awfully worried now, man, because they got a lot of stuff on him, man. You know, if he stay in office, you understand, then they can't get him because they say that you can't indict a sitting president. You understand?
Wow, that's crazy.
They also say that nobody is above the law. So they, you know, they have never had a problem, you know, with a sitting president being indicted. So I don't know, you know, you understand, as far as, you know, but if he's out of office, you got a lot of people, man. You know, you got the New York City grand jury going to jump on him. They got a number of things they're investigating him on. Oh my goodness, boy! You understand? And then, see, he don't really have an answer to none of this stuff, man. What do they call it? That bank. What's the name of that bank? Deutsche Bank. You understand?
Have been
funneling him and him money to the tune of $20 billion over a period of 10 years or 20 years.
Wow.
You know, and then see he padded what he has, you know, his riches. You understand? When he go to get a loan, he go and add more money onto his riches. You understand? More numbers onto his riches, which is not true, and that's a fraud right there, too. You understand? So, he, man, it's in big trouble. And they holding off on indicting his sons and his daughter and Kushner, or whatever his name is. You understand? Her husband. You understand? But if they get into play, oh, my goodness, boy. You understand? I think they're trying to get him to quit. You know what I'm saying?
To just resign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, before Nixon got, was going to impeach him. Nixon quit. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, he did. He just resigned.
Yeah,
he said, "Ain't no need me going no further with this. I'm just gonna resign and be through with it."
Fortunately, that he didn't have all these cases on the outside of Nixon. See, they couldn't get him on no criminal offense because they didn't have no indictments for him on the outside. But, oh, my goodness, man. Trump got a lot of stuff against him. Oh, wait. You understand? But, I'm still thinking about him still being in office. Why? I say because there's got to be a person in office when we get ready to get out of here, you understand? And with his attitude and his misogyny and, the man is a messed up thing. And he's been doing this stuff for years and years and years, you understand? And nobody has never questioned him about his stuff, you understand? And he ain't here in no way.
Yeah, it's a lot going on, that's for sure. You know, I didn't get a chance to play the tapes that I wanted to play Sunday because we got off in a whole other conversation. But I wanted you guys to hear this because they're supposed to be putting together some sort of a peace treaty. And it's like, what in the world? I don't know what Jared Kushner's been trying to do, but I wanted you guys to hear this. Let me play this for you real quick. Let me know if you can hear it.
Presenting the Middle East peace plan with Israel and Palestine after Passover around the elections. And there are some very interesting things surrounding this because some people believe that Jared Kushner is the Antichrist. And I don't know. I don't think anyone, no one knows right now, but we should keep the options open because no one knows. But what's interesting about this on that whole factor is recently some of the leading Jewish rabbis, I made a video about it, that they were saying that the Antichrist, or not the Antichrist, but that their Messiah will be revealed around the election time. And I believe they said before or around the elections for the next elections in Israel that their Messiah will come on the scene. Now, of course, we know that anybody who views a Messiah and a saving person who is besides Jesus Christ will be Antichrist, whether it's the spirit of Antichrist or the actual one. So it's interesting that Jared Kushner is going to present this right after the elections take place on April 9th in Israel. Now, Jared Kushner, he's the one, he owns the 666 building in New York City. The whole thing about him being the Antichrist, I believe, came from a video VP Earthwatch did. I believe that's where that whole rumor, I guess you could call it, started. But, you know, people do get, I believe people do get visions and prophecy from God. God says in the end times he'll pour out his spirit on his people and sons and daughters will prophesy. I mean, God is still, God's supernatural. I mean, I've met so many people and I've experienced myself where God still works supernaturally. And just research what the Bible says about that, you'll learn that he has not changed. He's supernatural. So visions and dreams and all that stuff, I still believe in it 100% prophecy, but it can't be viewed as like the majority of practically every single church who says people who have those gifts are abused and not completely true. So, but this is interesting. So Daniel 9:27 says, "Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out to be the desolate." So this is the abomination, really a desolation that's talked about in Daniel. This is what the Antichrist does. He confirms a peace deal with Israel, and he breaks that peace deal during it. So this is something to be watching. This is something to be watching for. On top of it, somebody who people think is the Antichrist, and they're presenting a peace deal. This is very interesting. Jared Kushner is just a weird character. I mean, the dude never talks. He's just doing all these massive things behind the scenes. So this is for sure something to be keeping our eye on. I mean, especially that he's presenting this right after the election, and then prominent rabbis were just recently saying that the Messiah is going to come on the scene around the time of the next election, which is on April 9th. This is pretty crazy stuff, so we got to watch this for sure.
All right, that's what they say. I don't want to play the whole thing, but they're saying whoever this dude is, the man of perdition, is supposed to reveal himself on or around April the 9th or after their Passover. And they've got a peace treaty going on where the Jews, the Israelis, and the Palestinians have agreed to share a portion of that land. And you know that's not going to work at all whatsoever. So all this is supposed to be, all this is supposed to be happening in April.
Yeah.
Cool.
After the election in April. But,
yeah.
That ain't going to work out, man. You know, it start out, man. You know, you got to understand who you're dealing with, man. You're dealing with Satan's, the adversary's children. You understand?
That's true.
And they were here to pillage and plunder. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, you know, so, the, you know, this stuff, man, you know, that's not going to be enough of them guys. You understand? They want all of you. They want everybody guys, even the ancient Hebrews that in that land. They got ancient Hebrews that was in that land when they took over that land. You understand? When the Palestinians and lived amongst them Palestinians. You understand? So, you understand? They, you know, it's just a messed up scene. But all of this stuff that's going to come to, you know, it's getting ready to come to a head, man. They got some young white women, young little white kids in high school, talking about pedophilia is all right. They need to be looking at pedophilia. I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, that's so sick. I'm talking about, and these kids is the, I think they was, you know, 15, 16, 17, talking about pedophilia. You understand? It's all right. It should be looked at as we look at other human beings. You understand? Oh, this is a sick situation here.
You know it's coming to an end if they're doing all that.
Huh?
I said, you know it's going to come to an end real quickly if they're doing all that.
So, you know, we got 5 more months, you understand, come pretty near 5 more months, you understand. And inside that 5 more months, we're going to see a lot of stuff go down. You understand?
I know it.
And they ratcheting it up, man, you understand, you know, with the quickness, you understand, as though they know what it's all about, but they don't, you understand. They just doing stuff, man, you understand, trying to hold their position. You understand?
Yeah, you say throwing stuff up against the wall to see if it's going to stick, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No,
we know that dog can't let this stuff go on for so long. he can't have his creation totally annihilated and destroyed. They got so much stuff in the oceans, man, metals and stuff and ships and things that been cluttered. Oh, man. And all the beaches is corroded with all kinds of stuff, man, plastics and bottles and all kinds of stuff, man.
Sorry, they destroying everything. It seems like it's purposely, too. They just destroying stuff. You know what I'm saying? They just destroying it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what the end of the day comes to. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say it's got to happen, man. You know, I'm a firm believer that this was set up for our punishment. So they can do all that they want to do, you understand? You know, all that they think that they're going to do to try to hold us in place is not going to work.
Wow. Yeah, so they supposed to be putting it together, I guess. I don't know. It's just so much. You just don't know from one end of the day to the next. You know what to really, you just can't, it's no way for you to brace yourself, because as soon as you get through one phase, you got to look up at something else jumping off.
Well, you know, my suggestion here is to don't go to the left or to the right. Stay, if you believe in the Almighty, you understand, just stay there. You understand? There's nothing that we can do. We just have to watch this stuff play out. You understand? We got to trust in the Almighty with all our heart and soul. Keep His commandments. That's all we can do.
That's so very true.
Call you into play.
Yeah, that's so very true. It's just something. I mean, you know, you just see it. I mean, I remember watching this kind of stuff when I was a young girl. When what's his name? Aaron Sharon. I guess that's the right way to pronounce his name. He tried to come up with a peace treaty, and I was in the 7th or 8th grade at the time, and everybody was standing on the edge of their seat. This was the peace treaty, but now, you know, it stands to reason that this was it, because they're going to try to do one and set one in place, and then they're going to break it, and that's when all hell's going to break loose, because I believe they're doing this peace treaty thing so they can put this temple up on their temple mount. You know what I'm saying? You give a little, we give a little. That would make a whole lot of sense. Because,
yeah.
I mean, why would they all of a sudden decide for the Palestinians, you know, to build a temple? Hold on, I got something here real quick about that. Hold on, let me put this on here.
The apocalypse was stoked by calls for the construction of a third Jewish temple in Jerusalem, which, according to some, will herald the imminent end of the world. Biblical theorists believe the construction of a third holy temple in Jerusalem will precede the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Jewish eschatology concerning the end times claims the holy temple will rise up from the ground for the third time when the apocalypse nears. Talk of a third temple being built emerged this week in response to a letter penned by the powerful Jewish assembly of rabbis known as the Sanhedrin. Jerusalem is heading into a mayoral election next week, and the Sanhedrin urged both running candidates, Ofer Bekovich and Moshe Lion, to rebuild the temple. The first two holy temples of Jerusalem were constructed on the city's Temple Mount centuries ago, but were razed to the ground by the Babylonians and the Romans, respectively. The Holy Temple plays a crucial role in Jewish tradition and is a central player in prophecies and tales concerning the apocalypse. Christian pastor Paul Bagley has now claimed the signs of the end of time are coming to fruition. The Indiana-based preacher said the rabbis of the Sanhedrin court are calling both mayor candidates to include in their plans for the city the rebuilding of a third temple. Folks, this is as close to Bible prophecy. I don't know what else to say. That's how close it's getting. If you're a Christian, you're saying, wow, the Messiah is coming, Pastor Paul Bigley said. There's no doubt about it. Jesus of Nazareth, the Savior of the world, is going to return. Paul Bagley claimed, we are now living.
We are here. Sorry about that. Hold on.
In the last days. According to Urban Baxter of the End Time Ministries, the third holy temple will be rebuilt in the last 7 years of the world's existence. The Doomsday Preacher said this will happen in the first 3 years of the end times and will be the most visible sign of the end times finally arriving.
All right, so we don't want to get into all that because, of course, you know, that's going to be talking. But nevertheless, so April the 9th is supposed to be, the month of April is supposed to be a pretty serious month for them. So they're putting in plans to get this temple built. I want to see this happen. I got to see this. That's going to be something else. If they do that, that's going to be something else, I'm telling you. On top of Brother Donnell, we about to get a new pope. On top of that, we are about to get another pope. You know they have been calling for his resignation.
Okay. Yeah, they have.
That's
that,
crucial.
And them hiding all those culprits that commit that. That pedophilia, they move from parish to parish. You understand? Come on, man.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
And the Pope know all about it. They done hid the paperwork, you understand, and all that kind of stuff. This is sick society. But what really gets me is them kids that are talking about pedophilia. I'm talking about 15, 16, and 17-year-old talking about it's all right. They should be treated
I can believe
like
it.
That's really good.
But then guess what? When the pull-up boy said that about him, and the pull-up boy said that at the Lincoln Memorial, they was all over the news for being disrespectful to the kids. But guess what? Those same kids are saying the same stuff that they was called at the Lincoln Memorial. Ain't that what the Israelites called them? Pedophiles.
Yeah. That is correct.
Now, it may not be them same kids that said that, but whose children would say something like that? Because I know they was the kids of the other nations. I know that wasn't none of our children.
No, it wasn't none of ours. It was them kids of the other nations. You're absolutely correct. It's
but then when the pull-up boys say something about them or call them a name, then the whole world is outraged. Oh, my God. Wait, why would they talk to our children like that? Guess what? Somebody's children is talking like that.
Yeah.
It's crucial. Somebody, people is talking like that.
How can you, you know, and then they got the white supremacists, man. You understand? Trump said it's just a few people that has they have a sick sense of humor or something he said like that. You understand? But stuff was all over, man. All in the European nation, everybody, you understand, you know, about those white people. That stuff was all over. You understand?
Yeah.
Everybody know that but Trump, you understand? And so that's part of his base. He can't say anything against that because they the ones that are keeping them in office. That's 35%.
Well, I wonder what he's going to do when he get ready to go to court, I mean, when the election come up again, because they said now he's threatening people. I got the police on my side. I got the military on my side. I got the white supremacists on my side. And if you all don't vote for me, it's going to be an uproar. He's threatening
That's
people
right.
now.
And see, that right there is unconstitutional. You can't say nothing like that. But he did.
Well, he doing it. He did.
And, you know, what I don't get, man, you know, then, you know, everybody, you know, they act like they're so afraid to say something about this guy. You understand? Or to speak the truth. You understand? Man, I seen his autobiography. You understand? Not the one that they put on TV that they got dressed up. You understand? I'm talking about all the stuff that he done did, man. I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know, he done defrauded the government. You know, when he first came out there with his candidacy, you understand, he said that he got a loophole. He found a loophole, so he don't have to pay no taxes. And his loophole is, you understand, that he paid whatever he got. If he got $5 million, he'll make everybody say that he got $10 million. You understand? And then he'll go and try to get a loan. You understand? Guy right
it's
here. Let me go a step further. I'm going to tell you this here. He got some good views. He got good vision. But he's not the guy. He's a thief, a murderer, and a liar. I don't know whether he murdered somebody, but it's just, you understand, when those things go hand in hand. Thief, murderer, liar. You understand? You know, or however you want to put it.
I feel you. I understand. Oh, Lord, it's so much fun. That's why I say you don't know what to, you really don't know what to deal with first because there's so much stuff going on.
That's
like,
right.
Man. So he's looking worried.
He should be. You understand? You know. You know, and then what I, you know, when I, you know, then, you know, what gets me is when he took that physical examination. Thing is lovely. He's a picture of health. You understand? Man, he's 72 years old. Come on.
Right. Everybody break down at some point. Everybody need a little something nip in the tuck somewhere, sometime, or some medication or something.
Yeah. You understand? You know, you understand? And he eat hamburgers and steaks. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
This guy right here is a nitwit, boy. And he had Cohen, his special advisor, or Cohen, that lawyer, go to his schools where he went to school at and threaten them people to don't put out none of his transcripts on his school about him, you understand? Or they're gonna I don't know what the punishment is, but they threaten them guys.
Come
on, man.
It must have been pretty bad.
One of the professors in his school said that he was a nitwit.
Lord, have mercy. That's pretty bad.
They already talking about on one of the shows say, man, that he can't read. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, he's good. He's a good talker. He can talk. You understand? You know, he's a nitwit. The man is nuts. You understand? But the people's
I know it's a lot of people quitting. A lot of people done walked off, and they said the one man trying to quit the DOJ, he's still there, but he's trying to leave. They walking off like, nope, I can't be involved in this right here, no. That is crucial. That's something right there. I tell you, it's something else. That's crucial. But, I mean, this has to happen. You know, we got to get it done. Because everybody got a part to play. It's unfortunate. I mean, it ain't. You just don't know what the heck to say. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Like, geez. I mean, you got the temple about to go up in April. The man of perdition about to be revealed in April. The red heifer, oh, I got to play that for y'all. They got the red heifer update. That thing came into play. They done got another one. Hold on, it's been born. Hold on a minute. Here we go. Check this out.
Cannabis Israel News, and this was on March the 6th. It says, after years of hard work and preparation, their rabbi charged with overseeing the red heifer claims that this biblical commandment is on the verge of reappearing. Rabbi Azaria Ariel goes on record explaining how the return of this ritual of purification will and will not change our lives. The Temple Institute in Jerusalem has been working for 3 decades to educate the public and make practical steps to prepare for the third temple. After many years of research and work, they are close to bringing about an essential element, the red heifer. If they are successful, implementing the red heifer ritual will not only have implications for the temple service, but will also help Jews observe other commandments in a more complete manner, it says. Commandment of the red heifer is described by the sages as the most inexplicable of any in the Torah. Yet lacking a red heifer has left all of Israel ritually impure and unable to properly perform many other commandments. The Temple Institute in Jerusalem has tasked Rabbi Ariel with supervising the effort to reestablish this essential Torah commandment. As such, Rabbi Ariel is precise in his description of the commandment, including its present-day implications, it says. The Torah commands us to perform the mitzvah, Torah commandment, in order to be in a ritually pure condition, Rabbi Ariel explained to Breaking Israel News. This is necessary for us to engage in anything that is holy or sanctified. It is important to understand that impurity is not any type of physical dirt or something. For most ritual impurities, bathing in the mikvah, which is a ritual bath, is sufficient. The highest level of impurity comes from contact with the dead, and to purify this condition, the ashes of the red heifer are required. This condition comes not only from contact with the dead, but to be under the same roof as the dead body also brings about this severe level of ritual impurity. This can typically happen if a person is inside a hospital in which a dead body is present. In such cases, the ashes of the red heifer are the only method of becoming ritually pure. Lacking the ashes of the red heifer, this condition remains forever.
Okay, so they claim they got the red heifer. Another one has been born. It does not have any spot or blemish or anything associated with it. It's so far so good. And once they have that and they make that sacrifice to the red heifer, they can start building the temple. On top of the new pope we're getting ready to have, because they're getting ready to have another conclave here in a minute. Lord, have mercy. On top of the man of perdition supposed to be revealed in the month of April. Woo. I mean, somebody told me 2019 was going to be off the hook, and they was not lying. I mean, this stuff going on every month. Every month. Anybody else want to join in this conversation, please feel free to push 1. You know, tomorrow is the 20th of the month. We are going to come together tomorrow on the 20th of the month to be able to signify our 5 months. We'll be at 5 months.
5 months.
5 months. We should have hotel information for you really, really soon. I'm trying to get it done for the month of April, but we may have it for March. So we're working on that right now, so we can go ahead and start doing that. But, yeah, 5 months is tomorrow, so we're going to call in, too.
the class number that we always do on Thursday, and we're going to celebrate the 5 months. We got 5 months as of tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 20th. So we're going to call in on our Thursday night class number and our Saturday class number. 5 months. We're going to call in tomorrow at 7 o'clock. 5 months. We have 5 months. This is unbelievable. Brother Donnie, I remember we had 2 years. We was like, we got 24 months.
That's correct. Yep.
Crucial.
We got 5 more months, Sister Yaina. Can you imagine?
No, I cannot. I cannot even begin to imagine. I cannot. My eyes tear up every time I think about it. That he allowed me to even be alive to see this. I mean, for real. And to be woke. Because I was listening to some of the Christians today, and just to listen to their conversation and how they twist the word and how they don't understand what the word really means. And I used to do the same thing. I used to go in that Bible and find to apply to what I was talking about and taking those scriptures completely out of context. And I just smiled to myself, and I said, thank you, y'all. I am so glad that you have given me this awakening and allowed me to be able to see what's really going on. Yes, every time I think about it, I get teared up in my eyes every time because I could have still been one of those people. I got a whole family full of people like that. You can't tell them nothing. They know more than you do. They refuse to believe what you said, and they just can't see it. So, yes, I it's hard to believe. It is truly hard to believe.
Well, what about when we were back there, when we had 20 months?
Yeah, it was on the countdown.
Huh?
And people didn't believe us. They didn't even believe us until they got that, until Sister Levere found House Bill 1242. Nobody even believed us. They was laughing at us like y'all tripping. This thing, that's over with. And look at how it's gone.
Yeah, see, so, you know, listen, I can't blame anybody for how they think. We've been chained, we've beaten, maimed, and murdered, and misled. You know what I mean? For 2,500 years, not just 400 years, 2,500 years. You know, the Almighty had told us that He was going to take His understanding of them away. And that He was going to, that when we came into this captivity, we had no concept of who we were, what our culture was, what our language was, and who our God was.
That's right.
So, when people are going through what they're going through and they miss the point, you understand, it's not their fault, man. It's their fault to a certain degree, but this has, they had no knowledge of who they were. No, we lost our culture, our identity. You understand what I'm saying? And because another people say that they are us, we just let it. You understand? We let it go, and then they got us believing that we just now. Now that goes to that lets me know that they don't read no book. Period.
No. No, absolutely not. Let me get Sister Levere's mic open. Absolutely. Shalom, shalom, Sister Levere. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, sis, brother Adonia.
Hey, shalom.
I am just so proud. I mean, we're getting to 5 months, and, you know, it's just something that is very spiritual that's happening that I noticed with Israel. We're starting to see each other. We're starting to say hi to each other in passing and don't even know each other. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to have our, watch YouTube videos and of our brothers out there on the street corner talking to our youth and our sisters and, telling them that we don't need to be a part of this without all the bad language. It's now turning the corner for Israel, I think. And I'm proud of us. I'm proud of us for reaching out to one another. That's what needs unity on this level is what it's about. And I'm glad that, we're coming to this 5 months. It's a little scary at the same point, but we're doing something that and experiencing something that has never been ever experienced before on this planet.
Absolutely.
So I applaud Israel for, you know, stepping out of the norm and being who the Most High called us to be. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High, Yah. You know, just to be able to know that it's finished with Yah. That it's completely finished and there's nothing else that needs to be saved. You know, the debt's been paid, you know, time served. You know, and it don't have nothing to do with nobody else's nation and nobody else involved. You know, time served. I mean, you know, it's just it's that, like I said, it brings tears every time I think about it. It's like, wow, you know, 400 years. That's a long time to have anybody in their existence in captivity. You know, that's a long time, but, you know, it was a necessary thing because we had to understand, even though we didn't know we was in captivity our whole life when we opened up our eyes, but we had to understand exactly what we did, what our forefathers did, and what it cost us to be able to do this here, because that was a lot. A lot.
Absolutely.
You know?
I think the reality of it is starting to hit people. I think the reality of it is starting to, when they're starting to figure out and being told who they are, I think it's starting to come about. You know, the people are starting to be receptive because, you know, we don't have a place in this system of things. It's not for us. And it's so many videos out there now and people talking about, you know, the 400 years and, you know, you got people in other nations and trying to squeeze themselves into it. But, you know, it's only about us. And I think we are finally starting to see what this is really all about. You know, I think that the understanding of what is getting ready to happen in 5 months is really starting to, you know, take its toll on understanding what we're up against, how, you know, dangerous it's getting ready to get, how, you know, the things we're getting ready to see, you know, it's just a lot. But we know that we have an Elohim. This is what we have been studying for. It's what we've been doing this studying. Now it's time. It's possible on that time.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High. Yeah. You know, all the Bible classes and the radio shows and all the stuff that we have done down through the years, it makes it all worth it. I mean, this is what it is. You know, and as simple as it is, and, you know, the simplicity of it is, that's it makes it that much more powerful, you know, just to be able to say, sent and served.
Yeah, we've been truly spoiled, you understand, because, you understand, that's one of the reasons why we can't recognize it. Because what we want is we want this society and we want to be a part of what the Almighty has in store for us. But that does not work. You understand? Because the Almighty said there's going to be a great destruction. You understand? That all of this stuff that we believed in and the verbiage that's there, you understand? And all of this stuff that they put before us, that dangled in front of us, the American dream, this all got to go. Because we cannot have a stumbling block. That's what this stuff is, a stumbling block. It takes you away to a living Elohim, our God. You understand? And so, you know, you understand, this stuff has to be, we've been spoiled, man, to believe that this is, you know, before they started talking, well, it's been out a long time, I'm sure, before they, there's going to be a thing where they go, you know, everybody just disappears, goes up into heaven and all of that. But before that, what do you call it? What do you say?
The rapture. You mean the rapture?
Yeah, the rapture. Before that rapture stuff, you understand what I'm saying? We were stuck on stupid then.
And guess what? It's still some people. That's why you got the evangelicals of the other nations and stuff. They getting excited because they feel like this is their exit strategy out. And that's why they rah-rahing about this temple being built, and they rah-rahing about this man of perdition coming on the scene and all that, but we know it's got a whole totally different meaning. You know, and it's going to be interesting. I'm telling you, it's going to get interesting. Because they all getting packed up and ready to sweep up out of here.
When you're looking at all the way the storms are going and the flooding in Israel and the things that's going on in the United States and around the world, you ain't never mm-hmm. seen nothing like that before.
Now, I know.
And it just got started. You ain't never seen it happen the way it happened in there.
Nebraska's underwater.
I know, but guess what? It's y'all. You know, some people be like, okay, that's just the weather. And it was 70 degrees last week on Thursday or Wednesday. And when I left work and went and got my tire, we came back on the other side of town. On my way back home, it started raining so hard, my windshield wipers couldn't even move the water off the window for me to see. But then it started hailing to the point where I couldn't even move. It stopped the traffic. Everybody was dead stopped in the middle of the street.
Okay.
Give me a pass, I'm back.
This stuff is getting ready to come. If you hadn't thought about it being real, well, you need to really start thinking about it because this stuff is real here. It's getting ready to happen.
Yes, it is. That's why I said after this pass over, it's on.
It
looked like it. It looked like it. It really do look like it. It's kind of scary. It really looked like it because if not, nothing else, they pushing their agenda forward. They are. They say April the 9th, they having the election for a new mayor or governor of Israel. And then after the election, they getting ready to push forward for this man to reveal himself. They say he already is. They just waiting on a certain time for him to reveal himself. And at that same time, the peace treaty getting ready to be signed between the Israelis and the Palestinians so they can share a portion of the land. You know that ain't going to work. And that's just to be able to give them access to the Temple Mount so they can build that temple. You watch what I tell you. If they agree to sign that peace treaty, they're going to have that Temple Mount included in that peace treaty where they're going to build that temple next to that Dome of the Rock. You watch what I tell you. Because why else would they do that? They've been fighting all this time.
They've been fighting all this time,
Brother Donnell, ever since I have known about them people that have been over there fighting for this land. And now all of a sudden they're getting ready to sit down and have a peace treaty? Peace. I ain't falling for it. I know better. And watch, all hell gonna break loose. You watch what I tell you. And then they say that the man of the their Messiah is already here. He's just waiting to reveal himself. And we get ready to get a new pope. Please, it's gonna be a 1-2 punch, like boom, boom. Everybody gonna be saying in the days, like what in the world is going on? Lord, have mercy. But you know what? What he said, Jacob shall be saved out of it. That's what he said, no matter what it looked like.
Jacob,
no matter what it looked like. That's what he said. That's all we can trust in. Is he said, Jacob shall be saved out of it. You know, leaving here is becoming a real reality. It's getting ready to get real. It is really beginning to get real. You know, they kill that red heifer. That's the purification of everything, and they're going to move right into position and do what they got to do. Lord, have mercy.
That's why it's so important to observe the high holy days.
Yeah,
that's why it's
our
so
last
important.
Ones in captivity.
That's
it.
Right. And if you haven't gotten it down, then you need to start making preparations now to make sure you're on point.
Yeah, so, you know, for you all who don't know, please don't buy no whole lot of groceries with yeast in it because we have to do 7 days in our house with no yeast. And believe me, it's in crackers, it's in everything, anything you can imagine. It has, you have to really read your, so try not to go to the grocery store and have anything that has yeast in your house. We'll talk about it when we come together tomorrow and put everything in perspective because, you know, this is the time we got to come together and we're going to have to show enough faith. You know, but we don't have to do a whole lot because y'all said Jacob's children going to be saved out of it. I mean, we still pray, but Lord.
Absolutely.
You know? Hold on a minute. Area code 903, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Thank you. This is Yair. I do have a question, and this is regarding April 4th.
Uh-huh.
What do you recommend I should have on my menu?
You can have a lamb. Some people buy a little piece of lamb. You have to have bitter herbs, and you have to have a meat and bitter herbs. We'll talk about it when we come together tomorrow. We'll give you the scriptures and everything for it so you can have it. And some people prepare different. Some people have chicken. I don't like lamb. So somebody usually give me a piece just to have, but I don't really like it. It kind of tastes gamey to me, but I make sure if they have it, I chew a piece. But tomorrow when we come on the line, so make sure you be on the line tomorrow at 7 o'clock because we're going to come together and we're going to talk about that for sure and have all that. We're going to give
you
the scriptures and everything for it. And so you'll know what to get and you know what to have. And we do it in our homes because that's how they did it. They did it in their homes because it was the last night that they were going to spend in that land. They were leaving the next day. So they were eating with their clothes on. And then we usually eat, and Brother Donnie and I sing a song, and we say a prayer. And then once we do it, that's pretty much it for the Passover because the next day, going into the next day, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And we'll talk about that as well. Most of us just buy matzah crackers because the matzah crackers don't have any yeast in it. And for 7 days, you have to eat a piece of unleavened bread. And you can't have any yeast in your house.
Okay.
So I
what about wine?
Because them crackers is big, and I usually take me a piece to work with me, and I just eat a piece. You know, you can still eat regular stuff with, as long as it doesn't have any yeast in it, but you have to eat a piece of unleavened bread for 7 days.
Yes, ma'am. And wine?
Well, some people have wine. You can. Some people have wine for the Passover. You can. I mean, you know, it's something you can, but we'll definitely go over that tomorrow and have all that.
I'm looking forward
tomorrow.
To it. Okay.
And, you know, for some people, this is their first time doing it, and it's really exciting, you know, but it's going to be a very emotional time when we have our last time. You know, we don't know, we just don't know when our last Passover is going to be. Also, I would encourage everyone to go buy you some red ribbon. Because we put red ribbon over the doorpost to signify the blood over the doorpost. I usually get that at the dollar store, just a spool of red ribbon. And we just tape it along the post of the door. Because, you know, some of us live in apartments, you can't put blood on the doorpost. You know, so we just do the red ribbon. Because it's done as symbol to be, you know, as a memorial. So we're just, you know, doing that to signify the blood over the doorpost. But we'll get into that too tomorrow, you know.
I'm sorry, Yaina. The number I should dial tomorrow is the one I normally dial for Thursday night?
Yes, ma'am, for Thursday and Saturday. Everybody know that we could, whatever number, you call into the same number we call into on Saturday. And it's 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. I'll say it again. It's 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. And that'll be the same number we use for Passover on April the 4th. And we have to do it in the evening because Passover is at even.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Shalom, shalom. You know, so this
the
is
last
it.
One in captivity.
It's our last one in captivity. Wow. Under the sentence. It's our last one under the sentence of Yah.
Yep.
As
hallelujah.
The sentence is served. Woo!
Getting real now since last Passover.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
And we count down too. I never thought I would see our praying to the Most High, but even just the idea of saying 5 months, it just seemed like it was so far away at one point. And now we're here.
Yeah, absolutely. We made it. We have come thus far by faith. By faith. And the Most High confirmed it with that HR 1242. He confirmed it. He did. And we have done it. All praises to the Most High, y'all. What a miracle it has been.
You know,
like I said,
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, you first.
Oh, a friend of mine, you understand, was saying that if they didn't confirm it when Trump signed into law this HR 1242, if they had not said anything, you understand, would we still be? See, we were already talking about the punishment at 2019. But the confirmation for us was that they signed it into law. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But me, it wasn't for them. It was for us. Because
it was for
Hebrew Israelites to let us know that the Almighty has not forgotten us.
Mm-hmm.
See, because it don't mean the same thing with them. It's a slavery period, but it's more deeper than that. It's more about our disobedience that put us in this state. They don't know that.
Yes, sir. No, absolutely not. And for those people who continue to question, it's not for them. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, knowing what we have gone through and knowing and seeing what's going on around us, even if you didn't believe in the 400 years, just if Israel's coming together to pray together, I would want to be there. What y'all doing? Y'all fasting? Y'all praying? Okay, I'm going to be praying with y'all in the morning. What are we wearing? Are we wearing this? Just for Israel to come together as a nation and pray at that particular time, I would want to be there, but because they cannot see it, they can't be there, and it's just not for everybody. It's not. And I've come to that conclusion. It's not for everybody.
No, it's not.
Because we've been advertising this how long? 3 years? We've been talking about this for 3 years. And it's not for everybody. You know?
You're right. For everybody. Everybody ain't going to get it. They just don't get it.
And guess what? You don't want everybody there that's not prepared for this. You don't want people to come up in there just spectating. People that have not purified themselves and fasted and prayed. You just can't go before y'all any kind of way just because you Israel. This is very serious.
Absolutely. That's why
you just don't want them there. I don't mean to harm. I love my people, but you know what? This is not the time for black people to be falling in late. It's not the time for them to be coming up, spectating to see what. No, this is something that's very serious. Now, once this is over, if you want to fellowship with us on Sunday, you are more than welcome to do that. But this right here on Saturday, this is too serious just to have people showing up just because they Israel. No.
Well, that's why it's only going to be a remnant, sister. It's not going to be everybody. Everybody is not going to get it. They're not. As much as you want everybody to get it, they're not going to get it. It's not even going to happen. You understand? The Almighty don't even want everybody back.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. This first go round, when we first leave, it'll be a large number, but it ain't gonna be nearly as large as it should be. So the whole lot of people ain't going to believe that's it. They're going to be like, no, nah, that ain't it. They don't know what they're doing. We're going to stay here and wait on y'all. Where you stay right here then? And they're going to be shutting it down right in front of their face, and they ain't going to know it. By the time they realize it, it's gonna be, they're going to be forbidden to travel. They ain't even going to be able to move without papers. You're going to have to be able to show papers to be able to go from one sector and one region to another. The freedom that we share now is going to be gone. So, no. I mean, you know, I would love for us to have 1,000 people out there. That would be a beautiful thing. But guess what? It don't take all that anyway. It don't take all that. It just takes those people that Yah has called. Just like he has brought certain people to this, to the nation of Yehuda. He brought these people here. I don't know no people. I don't know anybody for real other than the Most High brought them. And just like that, he'll bring the people that's supposed to be at the event. You know, because you just don't want to. Some people come and sabotage just because. No. It's too serious for that. It's too serious for that. You know, y'all have to be important. It just can't be something passing by. Well, we all going to, what they going to pray for? It ain't no 400. We don't need nobody there that's going to be negative. Stay where you are. No.
I would think that they would show, those people would show up, man, just to be constant. I would think that they would do that. You understand that? Spend that money for what?
Some people, yeah, that's true, but some people in the area, they'll be coming just because. You know, it's like, no, this is a time where we come together and we call out unto our Elohim. We ask him to please forgive us and to please deliver us from this captivity. And we pray for everybody, not just us, because Judah got to go first.
That's correct.
And then they'll be like, who you think you are? You Judah? And anybody else, Judah, we can put. And then, you know, it's just too, it's too much competitiveness. And it's, you know what I'm saying? Because of whatever reason. And this is the one time that I feel like we should come together and put the petty stuff to the side. But it's only going to be a remnant. And I've come to that conclusion.
Yep,
it was 20 souls that walked in. It was 20 souls that walked in. If it's 20 souls when we get there, we're going to do what we got to do. You know? Serious business. You know, because it's just not, and nobody's doing anything. There's nobody else that's doing anything. You know, it's not. It's nobody doing anything. But that's okay, because like you said, it wasn't meant for everybody. It was meant for us. We're the ones that have to make this happen.
Absolutely. That's what I believe.
You know, it's not meant for everybody. It's meant for us. We got to make this happen. We got to be the ones that's spiritual enough to pray every morning. We got to be the ones to be able to put our plate to the side and fast. Remember, tomorrow, you guys, we're going to fast from 12 to 4. You don't forget, tomorrow, 12 to 4, however you choose to fast. We do it that way so that you can eat if you need to eat something, if you have medicine you need to take or whatever. But from 12 to 4, we do this every 20th of the month. From 12 to 4, we do our fasting and we do our praying, because it don't take a whole lot of people. Y'all just need a few people that's willing. That's all
he
needs.
He told Moshe, I'll make a nation out of you.
He sure did. He sure did. You know,
and that's one hell of a statement, man. He will make a nation out of one individual. You understand that he so you know, you understand that this is the Almighty is all powerful in all that he do. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about that. He gonna do it the way he want it. You know.
Ain't gonna listen. I'll make a nation out of you, Moshe.
Yeah,
and Moshe stood in the breach for us.
Yes, he did. Absolutely.
And, you know, we just have to trust him because it's only a few. It's only a few. And people think it's in the numbers. It's not. It's not. It's never in the numbers. It's never in the numbers. It's never there. You know, it just isn't. But I want to read something to you to verify that, because when he was choosing the Gibeon army, he did the same thing. It says, then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moriah in the valley. And the Most High said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many. Isn't what he say? For me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. He said, now therefore go to and proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. So 22,000 people left. They were too scared. So it was only 10,000. And the Most High said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. He said, you still got too many people. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with you, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go with thee. And he brought down the people unto the water, and the Most High said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, shall thou set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, these were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. So he said, whoever get down on their knees and lap the water with their mouth, he said, put them to the side. He said, but the ones who get down with their hands and put the water in their hand and bring the water to their mouth, those are the ones you take. That's how many he took out of the 10,000. 300. Guess what, people? It ain't never in the numbers. It's not. He said, and the number of them that lacked, putting their hands to their mouth, were 300 men. But all of the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Most High said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lacked, save you, and deliver the Midianites into thy hands, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. So the people took vigils in their hands and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath them in the valley. And it came
and
to pass that same night. Go ahead, what you say? Wow! That's why I say it would be wonderful to have 1,000 Israelites there. It would be a beautiful thing to have 1,000 Israelites there. But that must not be what the Most High wants. He said, it came to pass that same night that the Most High said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thy hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Korah, thy servant, down to the host. And then they went down, and he said, and thou shalt hear what they say. And afterwards shall thy hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down unto Korah, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along the valley like grasshoppers for a multitude. And their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. So it was a whole lot of them. Guess what the Most I had? 300. Out of 10,000, he took 300. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and it came unto a tent and smote it, that it fell and overturned it, and the tent laid alone. And do you know they won the battle with 300 people?
And it was thousands, and then it said it was a multitude you couldn't number.
Okay.
This is in Judges chapter 7. So the Most High don't need a whole lot of people. He just needs a few good men that's willing to go and say, I'll go. I'll pray. I don't need all them folks. All we need. Out of 10,000, Brother Donnell, he took 300.
Well, Almighty, the Almighty is all powerful. And I tell you, man, when we have that, when the Almighty is with us, we got that courage. We could take out 10, one man could take out 10,000. You understand? When we have that courage. And when we don't have that courage, it could be 50 of us standing around, one guy with a musket, and they'd be scared to move.
Yeah.
So, you know, our courage is in our Creator to know that the Almighty is with us. And he ain't never failed us. He told Jacob,
That's right. So, like I said, you know, you guys just, you know, if you can make it, you know, all of y'all who have signed up and registered, we've been telling you guys for the longest to save your money, you know, to be prepared. You know, we've been trying to get everything done in a timely fashion, but we're dealing with other people and we have to move at their pace. But we've been waiting a long time for this, and it's best for you just to be prepared because it don't take a whole lot of people. It only takes a few. Hold on, let me open up this mic. Area code 337, your mic is open. Go ahead, you in the air.
Yeah, just Lilith. I just wanted to say about those, you know, you said the courage. You're talking about the courage. Well, on the way of bringing us over here, that's what they was reading out. They was reading out all the men that had that same spirit. Even to the day, the world got a problem with that with the Israelite that's got the fight in it. They can deal with all the rest of them. It's that male that got the fight in it. And everybody got a problem with him.
Yep. Absolutely. You know,
that's why they lock up all the youth. You understand? Because they have that strength. They have, and God forbid that they have any kind of understanding that increases in their strength. And let them find out that the Almighty is behind them. Ain't nothing they can do with them boys. So they got to lock them up for them. They got to feed them that dope. You understand? So that they can be docile and lock them up.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is so true. So we know it's all coming to an end now. You know, they say he divided the 300 men up into three companies and put trumpets in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitcher. And they took it over. They took care of business. 300 men up against thousands because the Most High was with them. And that's the same way it's going to be when we come together. He's going to be with us. He's going to be with us, and we're going to call on him, and we're going to ask him to forgive us and to deliver us. And everybody can't do that. They just can't. We don't need nobody arguing over whether we Messianic or non-Messianic, who your name you going to call on. We don't need all that. Stay home if that's what you're going to do. We're going to call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Israel, because that's what he said his name was. And we're going to do what we need to do and get where we need to be. You know, we ain't trying to do what we ain't trying to offend nobody and do nothing with nobody. We need to do what we need to do. You know, so it is what it is. And if it's a difficult situation for you, we ask you to stay home. I'm like the Most High, send them back. Don't even bring them, send them back. But this is serious. We'll never get to do this again. No. And it would be wonderful if it was a situation, like I said, where we all could come together and, hey, Shalom, it's nice to see you. And yeah, this is it. Well, this is it. It would be nice if it was that, but that ain't that type of party. This is serious. We're going up against, we can run straight through principalities and powers, through the gods that's held us captive. We can really get Michael's attention. This is serious business, if you really believe it. But the Most High said, when you
and your children cry out to me with all your heart and all your soul, I'll be found of you.
No, let them be over in the corner waiting to rapture away. That's fine with us. We got a place prepared for us, a safety place. And we want to be in it because there's a lot of stuff that has to go down. I know I do. I want to know what it is. And my prayer is make it so I'll know and please deliver us from this place. They don't want us here no way. They have no desire for us to be here. We have served our purpose. And we've served our sentence with you. Please deliver us from here. You know? And like I said, everybody on the line may not come. And we understand if you want. We do. We get it. We get it. We're going to try to do a count with the people who have registered. We're going to get enough chairs and stuff out there for them. We're going to get the sound system out there for us to do what we need to do, and then we're going to make it happen. If somebody else show up or whatever that we didn't have on the list, we'll try to work with you, but we want the people that the Most High sent. You know, because people coming from other countries, and if you can't make it from your country, you can still go down with us in prayer. You know, so it's going to be very interesting. You know, like I said, this is very serious to even be going through. But if you read Judges chapter 7, you'll see in a situation where Yah had multitudes of Israel. He had thousands of them. And when he sent the ones home that was afraid, he was left with 10,000. And then he told Gideon after that, there's still too many of them. I don't want them to think they were the reason why they won. I want them to put the faith in me. So send all of them home. He sent home, 9,700? Sent 9,700 back home to keep 300.
There you go.
That's just like y'all. I'm going to do it with two. But just for your sake, I'm going to leave 300. And then he separated them in three camps of 100 apiece and gave every man a trumpet and every man a bow with a light in it. Shoot. Ain't no telling how he magnified them lights. When them men looked at them lights, it probably looked like there were thousands of them out there.
That is correct.
You know, serious business. It's like, whoa, this is something right here. But it is what it is. That's how he do things. He don't do it the way everybody think he ought to do it. He decides. He uses the impossible. And that's why I say he uses the simple thing to confound the wise. You mean you kill all them folks with 300 men? How did you do that?
Have y'all ever read Jasher or heard it explained?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You understand? He tell the whole story.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with. That's exactly what we're dealing with. And he knows the people that are sincere, who want to do this, and he knows the people that's not.
Do you remember the time when Esau was supposed to be coming to meet Jacob, and the Almighty had his army out there?
Yeah.
It wasn't that many. Esau had 400 men. The Almighty had 200, 250 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. He don't need, all he needs is who he needs. And that's just for your benefit because you don't have to have none. His angel could have went through there and wiped them all out. He could have.
That is correct.
He didn't need Israel to do nothing. But it was for your benefit that he was able to do that. So he can show you that he on your side. He don't need us to come pray. He don't need us to repent, but he told us to. He said, well, you can think yourself in the land of your captivity.
That is correct.
And you call on me with your whole heart, then I'll be found of you. I want to know y'all. I want to find y'all. I'm tired of all this stuff. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of watching TV. I'm tired of seeing two men kissing. I'm tired of seeing two women kissing. I'm tired of seeing everybody sleeping with everybody. You can't even watch a good television show without all that stuff on it. It ain't just homosexuals and stuff. It's the general sex. That's they have on TV. It's like, can I just see a good a television program with all that on? And there's hardly none on TV unless it's a sex scene somewhere. It's like, ugh. You know, so I'm ready for you. I want to find y'all. I got questions. I need some answers to some things. I need to know. You know what's going on and what we need to do, and for him to forgive us. I need to know. You know, I don't have all the answers either. I'm just sure. But I know one thing. I'm tired of this. It's got to get better than this, because this is not the end of us. This is not how the story is supposed to end.
Not. You know, if he wanted us to do anything, he would tell us. He told us, and it would be written down in the scripture of what he needed us to do. All it tells us is that we have to do is turn from our wicked ways, pray and seek his place, faith.
That's all he said.
He didn't say, you understand, do no sabotaging or anything. He said, pray, because he wanted to know that when he comes, when he do his thing, he's doing it because his people, because of his people.
Yeah, yeah. That we call on him, call his name. Yes, I agree with you 100%. I'm ready for it. I mean, we didn't talk about it long enough. I got unanswered questions. I mean, and can't nobody answer them but him. You know, I miss him. I want to talk to him. I want to have a conversation with him. I want to sit down and have a conversation with him and ask some questions. You know, all praise to the Most High Yah. Sure. We've been talking about this a long time. We've been in the scriptures for years, a long time. You know, we've been reading this Bible through for the last 2 years, and it don't even seem like it. It's a long time. You know, to come together. And people have been coming faithfully. You know, but it's time to move to the next level. It's time to see him. You know, so we can get some clarity. We can be in a safe place. All this stuff is just wicked. It's just wicked. You know, you can't raise your kids and nothing. It's just wicked. It's very disturbing when you know that everything that you've been told was a lie. Crucial. So, yes, I'm ready to take this to the next level. If he will allow us to apologize and to repent, I'm ready to do that. And those that had that same sentiment, you're welcome to be there with us. If he put it in your mind to be there, be there. If he doesn't, don't. Like he told Gideon, send them home. If they're afraid and they got fear, send them home. Don't even come. That's how we feel. If you're scared to show up, don't come. No. If you believe it, let's do this. I'm serious. Let's do it. Some people be like, somebody going to see my face, and you don't need to be there. Stay home so you can keep your stuff. Because if you don't believe that y'all protect you, you're in the wrong business. No, that's where we at today. All right, on the more small, don't forget tomorrow. We're meeting tomorrow. We're coming together at 7 o'clock tomorrow. On the call that we meet on Saturday, 319-527-9197. The area code is 256-039-POUND. Tomorrow is our fifth-month anniversary. We're fasting between 12 and 4. But however you want to do it, you want to fast just with water, you want to do something else, whatever kind of fast works for you, we ask you to do it. And then we're going to come together for a few moments on Wednesday, so that we can acknowledge that this is, you know, we're in our fifth month, and we're going to move into that. We're going to talk about the Passover and what we need for the Passover and all that kind of stuff. All right, so if there's nothing else, anybody else have anything else they want to add before we dismiss, before we hang up? And if you have any questions, read Judges chapter 7. It talks about Yah and how he feels, how he operates in times of war, and who he uses when it comes to the people that are going to win. So, if you have a question with that, read that chapter because it's very clear. All right, if there's nothing else, you guys have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Good night. Ooh.